Yo, what's up, Rumblies? Welcome to another amazing episode of the Rumble Pack Podcast. Today, it's just me and Bam. It's just me and Bam.
I mean, they're used to it by this point, right?
They would have gone out by now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They understand the concept.
When this comes out, we'll be at VidCon, right? Or will VidCon be over?
I think so. I've got to think.
We gotta do the math real quick.
Yeah, it's like, was it okay? So wait, this week we have the what is it? What did we? I didn't even know what we did earlier this week as a podcast. Oh no, it was setups. It was setup. We did setup reviews.
Oh yeah.
So that goes up on a Saturday, and then it'll be the 28th roundabout when this one goes up.
Okay, that's perfect.
Very close to the end of the month.
So yeah, we'll be like leaving VidCon when this comes out.
I'll be back in the country by this point, hopefully.
This is really funny because like so much can happen at VidCon that like by the time that this is out, like I don't know, like me and Degis could have like gotten in an altercation. If I see him, it's spicy. On site. He's done.
Oh no.
which this will come out after, so I could tell the plan that I have. This is perfect. At VidCon, me and Degis have been talking. We're like, we want to stage a fight on like the last day of VidCon, where we get a bunch of people to like record us like scrapping and like have that go up, like YouTubers fought at VidCon,
like FoozyTube and RiceGum, like yeah.
But like it's obviously fake. Like there's obviously no beef, and that's why we're making this ahead of the time to clarify. But it's so funny because like the whole me and D just having beef. We're gonna have a custody battle for the YouTube because we both use the YouTube. we're gonna have a cage match fight.
That sounds awesome. I cannot wait to watch that and be in the live audience.
Yeah. What are your plans for VidCon? What do you think is going to happen?
What do I think is going to happen? Hopefully no accidental face reveal on my part. I have my I have my mask prepared, but like in case I slip up somewhere. Oh well.
I have no idea what you look like, by the way. I have nothing. It's gonna be
you're not going to New York, right? VidCon?
Probably. I will be, I think, for like a weekend. my brother, the Boss Shorts Horse, lives in the city.
Yes.
So I think the weekend before I'll head to the Big Apple and see if I can meet up with I think it's you, Cinemunch, Bundun, and Degis will be there.
And Anarchy. As well.
And Anarchy and Bundun's partner. Bunch of people.
God, that'd be cool.
So I'm excited. I'm imagining like the Chad picture is what I'm gonna see.
Pretty close, I think, maybe.
It's like right, the Chad but pink. It's in a black and white.
Yeah, very true. Yeah. Cool. Nobody Photoshop that, please.
Everybody Photoshop that. Everybody Photoshop that. Make sure the cat ears are there. No, I was going through fan art that people made of me for my profile picture back in April. Which today I'm editing that. That'll be out by the time that this is out. Anyway, there were so many like crazy submissions of people like editing me over like the Giga Chad, editing me over Minecraft Steve. There were a bunch that were like Rumble Pack focused, and every time Dano wasn't there and Riggy was there.
Oh my god. When is he gonna like come out and say officially that Riggy is his persona?
This is what we need to know. Realistically, like it's one of the most successful personas that's ever been out there.
Yeah, Dano Cal Shorts Wars YouTube is one of the most successful furries on the planet, and this needs to be a statement that is echoed through history. I think
this
I can
is
never
true.
Leave him.
Also, everybody made me fursonas. People made me so many fursonas. And like, they were all wolves. They were all wolves. And I'm like, dog, that's too basic. It's so basic. There was one that was a grizzly bear. There was one that was a grizzly bear that I was like, that's, you know what? That's good. That's good. That's creative. That's outside of the box.
Is that what you think your fursona would be then? Like more of a bear type thing?
I think like a large animal. Bundun! Bundun!
Yo.
Yo. Are you guys live? Are you guys recording?
We're recording.
Yeah. We're doing the one-on-one episodes. Okay, context for the viewers. This one's going to go up last, but we're recording this one first. So I don't know if Bundun fully knows what the plan is.
Am I in this?
If your voice is being recorded right now by either one of us, then yeah. But other than that, I don't know.
Wait, am I recording podcast with someone today? Am I doing a one-on-one
today?
You
should be with Pear. You got to hit up Pear.
You should be, yeah. At your,
where is he?
As soon as convenient.
That's a great question.
Everybody's offline.
All right, I'll message him. Have fun, guys.
Bye, Bundun.
Bye, Bundun.
It's like he's still with us.
Did either of us get his audio?
Did
you
just
get
I
that?
Did.
Oh, thank God. Oh, that's so good.
Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, fursona.
Fursonas.
My thought is like, it would be like a big creature, like a large creature, like a rhino or a
rhino,
or like a woolly
hippo,
mammoth.
Big lizard.
Big lizard, like gator. Ooh.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Now we're thinking. Like a big bird, like an ostrich.
Oh, yeah, big bird.
Like, I, you know what? If you're gonna have a fursona, like, you gotta lean into it. Like, don't be like, oh, I'm just a blue dog. Like, come on. There are so many animals that you can pick from any animal, and your choice is dog or cat. Like, come on. Be original. Pull up the capybara fursona. Pull up the gopher fursona. Like...
Dude, I've thought about it a little bit. A lot of people would assume I would go with cat because of, you know, the gimmick. Yeah. But I've put thought into it, and I think I align close. It's not the most original thing in the world, but I would say goat.
Ooh, goat. You know, goat's also underused though. Yeah. Goat's underused.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many variations. Yeah. There's goat. There's ram. You can go with the horns. Or you could just be like goat simulator, like
it's ragdoll everywhere, yeah.
Exactly.
That'd be hype.
Yeah, my fursona is goat simulator, actually. I think I changed my answer.
I've converted you. Hell yeah. It's a plague, it's spreading. Like it is.
Speaking of simulators, let's talk about games. Let's talk about gaming.
No way.
Gaming.
I do a lot of that. Real. I was doing that about 10 minutes ago.
what game were you gaming?
I was playing modded Minecraft because I'm sorely addicted to it.
That's,
it's my 2 week Minecraft phase.
Of all the vices, modded Minecraft is the best one.
Dude, it's a problem.
What's your go-to mod pack?
It's a pack called All the Mods. It's got 400 mods in it. They all converge and combine to make this one item called the Star, and it's crazy.
Ooh.
And I could yap about it for ages, but I don't want to sound too nerdy. So
no, you know what, Rumble Pack, our audience, we could be nerdy. We could be nerdy. Let's hear the breakdown of how you get from
to the Star. It's legit over 1,000 items you need or something across all 400 mods. It's ridiculous. But the thing is, because I've been playing this mod pack on and off for over 5 years. But the reason why it's like I've been playing it so much is because I only play it in hardcore and I always die like a week into the world and it's like, ugh, and then it kills the addiction for a month and then I just come crawling back. It is rough out here.
It's like when you lose, when you're like in the run, like you're playing Balatro and you have the run.
Yeah.
You have the setup, it's perfect, and you lose it all. You're like, I gotta put the game down. I can't even.
Yeah, dude. No. Dude, a month ago, I would have no idea what you're talking about, but I'm so glad I picked up Balatro. Like,
dude, it's the best. It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah. I'm not allowing myself to install it on my phone because I feel like I would just lose so much of my time.
It's I have it on my phone. It's amazing. Well, because like
I'll
the choice
on my Steam Deck, that's the closest I'll get.
That's fair. The choice is like Balatro on phone or TikTok on phone, and like I have to have TikTok so I can collect my money from TikTok, which sucks. You can't do that through the desktop version of TikTok. It's so goofy.
TikTok does a lot of weird things, especially with like business, like if you make like a brand account and stuff. So many like with I don't know why it's so odd. I don't know.
No, TikTok has one of the worst anymore. It has the worst UI of any like social media. Like from like for a consumer, the UI of just swipe, that's really good. They got that down.
Yeah.
But everything else, trying to find a video is impossible. Trying to like go into the creator tools and like be like, hey, like it says here that you owe me $600, and then you go to collect it and TikTok's like, actually that money doesn't exist. And I'm like, but it says it right here. And I have a screenshot. I've had like support tickets with TikTok so many times, like over getting money. And they're like, actually, it's not real. It's not real money. It doesn't exist. It's not real. It's not real. And I'm like, but you said it's real. And they're like, did we? And I'm like, here's a screenshot of you saying it's real. And they're like, oh.
They can just pay you in roses, man. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's all good.
I've been given like TikTok currency. I don't know how to convert it to real money. Like,
oh, wait. If you're given TikTok currency by the people, can you like pass that on to other people via TikTok currency?
I guess.
You just hop on like TikTok Live and just like make NPCs do stuff.
That's true. I
that's kind of hyped.
My guiltiest pleasure is watching those Minecraft football streams that people do. There's like a Minecraft football league where they have like like pig tech versus villager tech, like schools of college football doing in Minecraft. And I'm like, some of the best content that I've ever seen. And I'll like
it's
in the
like
comments.
Race test adjacent almost.
It basically is. But it's people playing American football in Minecraft, which crazy how they got it to work. Like it's pretty good. You shoot a bow to throw the ball, and then the spectral arrow is like who has the ball. And I'm like, that's so smart.
That'd be a hype video, to be honest.
That's my dude.
We play football in Minecraft. That could be one for the nerds.
I wanna see like the like big football documentary on like the Minecraft villager team.
Oh my god, it's like animated everything, like element animation, or like the cutaways and things of them narrating their experience on the team.
Well, like NFL does like every season they like pick a team and they do like a full like docuseries on like here's the Dolphins behind the scenes. I would love to see that for the Minecraft villager squad.
That sounds amazing. That's such a good idea. You know what that sounds like? That could be a bad ideas short, to be honest.
Bad idea, honestly. I gotta talk about the Minecraft football show. I'm gonna write that down now. That's real.
Dude, I need to see that become a reality.
If you guys wonder how I come up with video ideas, I just talk with people and then go like, you know what? This is a thing that I like. I'm gonna make a video about that real quick.
That's just the way. That's the way. Ugh, dude, speaking of videos, right now, hopefully by the time this comes out, I will have made like one of my favorite videos ever on my YouTube channel.
Because
recently, recently the Repo VR mod was put into early access, and I was like one of the few people that figured out how to install it before it was like made publicly available. And I'm in like the dungeons of editing it right now, but oh my god, it's like the first minute is probably some of the best video I've ever produced myself.
It's magical.
I cannot wait. Really beautiful. To see that. It's like I've been learning 3D animation over the past few months, and I feel like this is the culmination of it. It's so good.
Yeah, you've been on that Blender grind ever since Shorts Wars. You've been like,
I've just fallen in love. It's been great. Hold on. It's just because I'm so unbelievably proud of this. I want to send the intro to this video in the VC just to get your audio reaction as like a little teaser. And then if people hear you pop off, they'll be like, hey, you can go watch my video. Maybe he smiles. I spent like 4 days straight on this.
All right, I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
Yup. Okay, I'm seeing the the lay editing, dude. Bro.
It took me 4 days, 4 days to do this.
Worth.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, okay.
It's my magnum opus.
Yeah, that's going to pop off. Holy.
I'm really hoping it does.
I respect that so much. That's one thing I want to get into, just like animation. It's so cool. Mm. Like the amount of stuff that you can do with it, like genuinely so slept on by everyone, especially Hollywood. The Hollywood hates animation. They hate it so much. They're like every animated movie, they're like, we need to make this in real life. Except it uses animation, it uses CG, which is animation. And they're like, no, it's real people. Dude, now, guys.
honestly, like especially like with 3D animation in specific. It seems kind of daunting at first, but honestly, it's not the most difficult thing to understand once you get into it. Once you like understand how a ball moves in 3D space, that's 90% of it. And then you just apply that to like a person, and that's pretty much it. So you just learn how a ball... I need to drink. You learn how a ball works, and then you can basically 3D animate, is what I'm saying.
That's like hop on that like, donut intro tutorial.
Oh, absolutely, dude. That like animation, the Reaper animation, that's probably like maybe before that I've maybe made 10 whole animations that I've really tried, not including mocap, but like it's like 10 full animations, and I'm like at that level. And if you thought that was good, then go learn 3D animation, because I like that was like a few months of my life. And it's like I could make stuff like that, and I'm super proud of it. So you know what? A couple more months down the line, who knows what we're gonna be.
It's such a sick skill too. Like once you like learn it, as long as you have like a computer, you can pretty much do anything. Like that's one of my favorite things with animation. Like with film, like you need like an actor, you need a director, you need a cameraman, you need the special effects, like you need all of these extra things. When like animation is just like you can just like just you at the computer just do that. It'll take like a month or a year, but you can just do it. Like the only limiting factor is time.
It's a good skill. True. If you have a lot of time, I've always said this, like I've preached this to people like when I'm on my live stream again and again and again. If you have free time, download Blender, because it's got so many uses. You will find something that you like, and you can maybe even potentially turn into a career later down the line. It's insane. Just go learn Blender, please God.
And it's such a useful skill tutorial. Too. Like it doesn't matter what industry you're in. Like any like marketing, like they all use like some sort of animation for Whether it's just like text in like commercials, or if it's like product shots, so many people use like 3D animation, and you just like, you don't really think about it because you're just like, I'm not an animator, but like, once you like kind of lock in on it, like I remember watching, I've been watching like exclusively YouTube and streaming for the longest time, and my family was watching a football game, and like I was just looking, and I'm like, somebody had to make that graphic of like the football like heads coming in. Somebody had to make in Blender like this like rotating football. Like there's so many like small details, and I'm like, that took one guy 4 months to make.
It's I'm so like slept that too, on. Looking for all the little details and things, just all the little graphics, all the, like UI elements in games and things. I'm always like, ugh. I appreciate all of the hard work that people do and things.
Dude, yeah, it's a lot of like the small details coming together. That's what I love to see in games. That's what makes stuff like Stardew Valley so good, because like,
yeah,
it's not about like the gameplay loop, which is good. It's like all the little things that are like, you didn't need to do that. Like you didn't need to add that, and it just makes it more special.
Yeah.
Speaking of games, we got some bad game ideas, don't we? We got some bad game ideas. Bam,
no way.
Right now.
I have.
I want you to pitch me your best bad game idea.
My best bad game idea. I was talking with Johnny like for a second beforehand. I have this idea that's been plaguing my mind for like the past few months. And I am like surprised no one's made this, so I'm gonna put it out into the world in the hopes that maybe somebody with more experience than me will hear it and potentially make it before I like get the skills to do it myself, maybe potentially later down the line. So okay, my idea for a game, the name was the thing I thought of first, and then everything else kind of built around that. The name for the game would be Hectagon, and Hectagon a hectagon is an 100-sided shape. That's the official like definition of it, right? And it would be a VR game, exclusively VR, but it would be like Squid Game, Crab Game, like elimination, one winner out of 100 players. But all the mini games are like centered around VR and like VR mechanics. And I've just got so many little ideas for it. Like the aesthetic would be kind of like what is it, Buckshot Roulette, really like grungy, kind of pixelated.
Ooh.
It'd be like a massive, you'd be in like a massive like kind of like torture machine or something, and you could like see other players like held, you have like your own little cage, you could see like a bunch of other people in their little cages around you like screaming and waving at each other, maybe everything on like open mic. That's my game idea. VR Crab Game, Squid Game.
That's so sick. VR so like so underdeveloped for. It's such a tragedy.
Yeah, it's in a weird spot, man. Cause VR development is so complex and so expensive. And it's like that right now. I think I saw a statistic, but it's only like 10% of people that play games own anything to do with VR.
Yeah,
and that's like such a small slice of the pie that you're appealing to with all this money that you're putting in. So it's definitely rough, and
as a company like Activision is like, why would I make a VR game? Because like,
yeah,
when you look at the market share, it's like, okay, only 10% of gamers have this, and the 10% that have that also have a PC, or like also have an Xbox, also have a Switch. So it's like, why would I ever develop for VR like as a company? So it isn't viable. And then you have Valve making Half-Life Alyx and then not touching VR ever again.
Dude, yeah, that's a tragedy. Context for those who aren't super aware, Valve made a VR game called Half-Life Alyx, and it has been hailed as the best VR game ever made, but it came out like 6-7 years ago. like 2018. And no one is even like, I'm going to look at this up right now. Hold on, wait. Half Life Alyx. Here we go. Getting the facts straight right now. 2020. Okay, so like 5 years ago, a little over 5 years ago, actually. 5 years ago, this game came out. It's the best VR game today, and nobody has even come close. Like,
not even close.
It's just... The Valve had like, and it's like Valve was the perfect company to do it because they have so much money. They have like few money. They throw that around like everywhere because they just have so much of it. They do
Valve, like I understand why they haven't done anything since, because Valve made the Index and they were like, here's VR, and they're like, we're gonna work on more like powerful, like self-contained VR, and then they made the Steam Deck, and the Steam Deck went so popular, and they're like,
yeah,
I guess we're not doing VR now because the Steam Deck just makes way more money. So like I see where the line got drawn, but I'm like, I pray in 5 years Steam releases like a portable VR Steam Deck.
Dude,
that's like
dude, you don't even know, brother. There have been things being leaked like behind the scenes for over like 3 years. That is pretty much exactly what they're doing.
they better be
everyone's saying like it's all rumors and everything. But people are saying relatively soon we're gonna get news about it. The Deckard, they're calling it. That's like the name under wraps. People
they,
data mined.
They better. Because imagine a Steam Deck that's VR. You put it on your face and you can play your Steam Deck games just like in VR, just like controller mode in VR, like sitting back, and you have the big TV. Because like you like VR, the possibilities with VR are like nobody's thinking about it, and the only people who are like these like AI tech bro grifters going like like, we need a Web3, we need to AI generate everything. It's so disappointing.
It's kind of
like VR, like if you've played Half-Life Alyx. If you've played Half-Life Alyx, you're one of the silent minority who's like, I've seen the light, I've seen the Sistine Chapel, and now I have to go back to my normal life and just pretend I haven't seen true art.
That's actually exactly like the feeling. It's the feeling I had when I like, well, not like initially, because I played Half-Life Alyx pretty early on to my VR like career. But I played it and it was amazing, and I was like, damn, this makes me so hype. I cannot wait to play more VR games, and none of them were ever really that good. Like, there were some okay ones. Some of them were like, oh, like all right. But the majority of them are just like sandbox or tiny little games.
Yeah, that's the problem. They're all like, hey, here's a tech demo. Like, it's cool to mess around in. It's like, it's fun to like, like Blade and Sorcery, I'll pop that on with like Star Wars mods, and I'm like, I'm smashing dude with lightsabers. I'm like, this is sick. I'm like grabbing a guy by the head and like smacking him against a post. Like, combat, that's crazy. But there's no story in that game, and they keep saying they're going to add one, and they still haven't, unless they did, I didn't see it. Ugh.
They kind of have. Last time I played Blade and Sorcery, they added like a what would you call it? There's like missions and stuff, and there's like actual progression and things. It's like a separate mode. I think it's called Crystal Hunt, and there's like tablets with text on them. But that's about it for like the story, and it's just like, I'm in VR. I don't want to be doing all this reading. I want to like talk to a person, maybe.
Yeah, that's
like that would be kind of hype.
I think the problem is like, as games get bigger, this is something that like AAA has had such a problem with recently. As games get bigger, it gets so much harder for you to develop for them, because like especially like a VR game, it's like, okay, every object is something that a person can pick up and mess around with. like, if there's going to be a cutscene, the person is there, like, physically in the cutscene. They're going to want to walk around. They're going to want to do stuff. And, like, there's the whole issue with locomotion. Like, how do we, like, walk around in the game? Like, there's so many small issues that are, like, so hard to develop for, especially with VR. But even with, like, normal games, it's like, okay, we're spending $1 billion on the next Call of Duty. It has to like have all of these different things. And like it gets to a point where like there's so many things that you like you've scoped so far that it's hard to like find all these niche case like uses for all the stuff you want to do. And why like indie games are like smaller, but they like they go like here's a hint at what like could be here's a preview here's a teaser, but like the big AAA company is never gonna be like let's make the Skyrim VR but not just Skyrim in VR, a full game that's like Skyrim that's made for VR and isn't just Skyrim again.
A game that came out semi-recently that I just want to give praise. I haven't even finished it yet. It's called Behemoth. It was made by the same people who made Walking Dead: Saints and Sinners. That game is like you mentioned, like Skyrim in VR, but like its own game. That is like the closest thing we have to it. It's such man. Go pick up Behemoth if you can.
But no one knows about it. That's the no one like.
Yeah, that's right.
The first time I've heard about it.
It's legit Skyrim plus God of War in VR. It's an incredible game. I highly recommend it.
Let me add that.
You gotta use your headset more, man. I gotta get you on more VR games, dude.
I gotta be gaming more. Let me Behemoth.
Hold on. My face tracking is gonna pause for a second because I just got. I just got a tweet recommended to me. There's no way this is real. What? Wait. Okay, hold on. Wait. I'm gonna turn my face tracking back on. I just got a tweet. Hit my notifications on my phone. Apparently, Phasmophobia is getting a feature length film made by Blumhouse.
What? What?
They just announced. That's kind of crazy.
Hey, yo.
The Phasmophobia movie
is real. Dude, Deltarune came out today. It's funny. Everyone was saying Deltarune tomorrow, and today's tomorrow. They were saying Deltarune tomorrow for months.
It's a very historic day, now that I think about it, yeah.
It is. We recorded an episode of Rumble Pack. Deltarune came out. The Switch 2 comes out at midnight. So much, dude. I can't wait. It's so funny that this is coming out late because we're living in a post Switch 2 world. We're living in a post Switch 2 universe. It's 7 p.m. right now for me. I'm after this gonna go over to GameStop, camp outside, get my popcorn bucket, lawn chair.
Oh, hell yeah. Like the good old days.
I'm excited. I can't wait to play Mario Kart. It's gonna be so good. It's gonna be so good. I can't wait.
Yeah, dude. We should do like what do I gotta drink first before I talk? My throat's been so weird lately. Anyway, we should do like a Mario Kart tournament. For like Rumble Week. Have we ever said the Rumble Week plans? Because I guess this would be like the closest upload to when we start posting stuff from Rumble Week.
That is true. We could start teasing some stuff. The question is, I don't know what'll actually get done. I know I want to do Birio Kart. I want to do Birio Kart so bad. Because we'll all have Mario Kart, or we'll have enough Joy-Cons for Mario Kart.
Hopefully. We can go out and get some, maybe.
Do the
business expense.
The Mario Kart World Zoom. yeah, we got to get you your Switch, too. That was promised.
Is that
for Shorts Wars. If we can find one in LA when during Rumble Week, we will get you.
Oh, okay. I did not think about the logistics there.
Yeah, dude, I'm super excited for it. I'm hyped for Rumble Week. We got Birio Kart. We wanna. I don't know if we'll be able to do the boat video with the Airbnb we have. We have a video where we want to craft boats.
Like Minecraft.
Like Minecraft. Right? Exactly.
But they got a lot of plans. So
speaking of things though, that are coming out around when this podcast drops, I am gonna tease this now. In like a week, I think I should have the like official announcement. But I have been working on a video game. I have been working on an actual video game. It is based on one of the bad ideas that I have made, and it'll be releasing in August. I think as long as development goes according to plan. And not only am I making this video game, but I'm also making another video game, and I have plans for more. So, keep an eye on the Johnny Razor channel, in like the next week, because when I release or when I make my announcement for this game, we're gonna launch the Steam page. And basically, if you wishlist the game, it tells Steam, hey, people are interested in this. And then Steam pushes it out. And then if people wishlist from that, then we get people to buy the game. And if people buy the game, then we can fund more games. So that's the hope. That's the dream. It'll be $5. It'll be $5, $5, five dineros. So when you're about to buy that McDonald's Big Mac, go wait. I could buy game in a month. Save that $5.
Johnny Razor game.
Have that $5 in your bank account. Because too many games. $80 for a game. Boo, boo. $5 for a game.
True.
Wahoo.
Dude, I'm so unbelievably excited.
Dude, I can maybe see if I can throw some of the concept art on screen. We have I don't think you have. So let me go to the art. Oh yeah, I'll show this image. This is I don't care, Google. So here this is very early. This model isn't completely done.
Oh my God.
But you can kind of surmise based on this right here, which bad idea it is. I'm extremely excited. This, by the way, this is a test environment. This isn't what the actual game will look like. You can see we were messing around in the background, placing a bunch of mushrooms.
That's awesome.
But
dude, I love his aesthetic.
I've been cool. Literally working on a game studio in the background this like since the beginning of the year. I have a game development friend who they're like, Johnny, I can't find work in the industry. And I'm like, you know what? You know, it would be funny. So if you help buy this game, which it will be a good game, it'll be a fun game, it'll be a funny game, it'll be a great game. If you support the game, then they will be able to eat and afford rent. Think of it as like a charitable donation.
I'll 100% stop
it. I'm super stoked for it. We have a bunch of literally like all of the bad game ideas that I've been making recently have been like pitches that I've given to my game dev friend, and they've been like, oh, okay, this one's possible. This one we can't do. This one, I see it happening. Because we want to make a bunch of small games and slowly over time push them out. Because like so many indie devs, they go, I'm gonna spend 10 years working on my magnum opus, and either it's Stardew Valley or nobody hears of it and I go broke. That's the normal indie dev lifestyle. So we're doing like a bunch of smaller games. We have literally two artists who are helping us for free because they can't find work in the industry. So like the games industry sucks right now. We're trying to make a good studio that makes good games. We love indie games. And I'm super hyped. I cannot wait for this game to be done. You guys will hear more about it soon. But I just wanna plant the seed of wisdom right now that this game it's gonna be so sick.
I cannot wait. I'm buying several copies and gifting them to like everybody I know. So people will be eating tonight. Funds from the game, playing the game.
The one thing I keep joking about is if this studio does good, I want to get Dano and make Toon Turf the game.
Yes. Yeah, you got to make it like a Cookie Run Kingdom, like a gacha for the Toon Turf characters. They're so the Toon Turf art style is so like gacha-able. You can make so many different characters so easily.
Oh, so funny.
The Ricky gacha so game. Too.
Make a more billion dollars. Dude, the question is, will this game come out before Toon Turf? I want it to come out before Toon Turf so bad. I think it would be so funny, dude.
Well, I mean, some of the funding from the gacha game would go to funding Toon Turf, so it makes sense.
That would, you know, to be fair, though, Dano's insane. Like we can, I mean, like medically, physically.
I mean, we've known this. We've known.
But dude, he like the fact that he is making Toon Turf by himself is absurd. Like the fact that one, he thought he could finish it in a month is absurd. But like,
ugh, man,
the amount of work bro is putting in is crazy.
I've been seeing clips like here and there that he's been sending me from Toon Turf. Oh, I'm like, my god, it's like it just keeps getting better, man.
I'm like, it's dude, just like it's so good. I love how all of us are kind of like on our different grinds too. Like you're doing stuff with Blender. Dano's doing stuff with Blender for Toon Turf. CDOT's about to explode when the Switch 2 comes out. Bundun's been streaming. Pear's been streaming.
Pear's just blowing up in general.
Yeah, dude, Rumble Pack is on the up. We're on the climb.
When all of us start like getting on our grind, or like our powers combined, they're gonna come together, and then that's when finally Rumble Pack's gonna pop off. it will finally happen.
once we have a budget, once we can be like, okay, we can like hire more people to help like do behind the scenes stuff, that's when Rumble Pack becomes the best channel on YouTube. Because like literally we have so many good video ideas, we just like don't have the time. We don't have the time or the money. So hopefully, honestly, I don't even want Rumble Pack to make money. I want Rumble Pack to just be sick. And then we could sell merch or something. I don't know.
Have it be at least self-sustaining is a good goal.
Dude, that's the problem with like so much of YouTube right now is like, it's all like people aren't even making money off of YouTube videos. Like Mr. Beast is losing money on every video he makes.
Yeah.
That's why like Prime exists. That's why Feastables exist. Like all of these content creators are like basically using their content as like the funnel to a different company, which like sucks because you can't just make the content and have the content be what it is. But it's also like if you are doing something cool, like all of us are doing, like Dano's making Toon Turf, he's making a series. I'm working on games, and like I wanna if that's the way that YouTube is going, I wanna at least have a product that's like intellectually stimulating.
Yeah, I get that entirely.
I don't know. I'm like, I've been so like doomer pilled with YouTube recently. Cause like all of like the new like content creators that are coming out, like people like Djs and Cinemunch and like all of us in Rumble Pack, like we're like doing stuff on Shorts, and I don't know. It like feels like, it feels like we're second class citizens in YouTube. Cause everyone's like, oh, you're not a real YouTuber. You're not making real content. And I'm like, dog, I don't have $1 million to buy a yacht to like, to give away.
I get that.
But I don't know. I'm hopeful. I think Rumble Pack's going to be some hype content when we get to that point.
I cannot wait to see where Rumble Pack is in like a year.
Oh, exactly. Like,
the people don't know behind the scenes, there's like we've got a lot of things planned, a lot of big changes maybe as well. And like depending on how well everything turns out, dude, Rumble Pack could go crazy.
Dude, when that Minecraft series hits,
that's been such a crux for everybody at Rumble Pack. I think we can talk a little bit about it. We may have recorded the best Minecraft video series ever to exist on like film. Like ever. But it is just because there's eight of us right at the time of recording. That's like eight POVs, and they're like all like what, 10 hours each.
It's
so much footage, and it's just been our
Sisyphus boulder to go through.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Once we can start rolling that boulder up that hill, it's gonna be the best thing ever made.
Man, I cannot wait for people to see that. It was such a good video. I cry every time I think about it.
We're all in the soup. We're all in like the gamer dungeon. We're all like, we're literally all working so hard, but it's like, damn, we have to just wait and show, like we can't say anything of like, dude, trust me, the things that we make are going to be so cool. Cause I feel like the, I got plans that I cannot say or the haters will sabotage me.
Well,
let's pull Djs in here.
We pulling Djs? Is it Djs hours?
It's Djs time.
Okay. Nope. Is he picking up? No way.
Yo, real Djs. Oh wait, I have to.
Is he gonna leave his?
Yo, Djs, the real Djs. What's up?
Good. What's up? Good to see ya. I just wanted to let you know to please stop making those AIs. They're really, really weird, bro.
Well, we couldn't afford the real Djs today. He like asked for money.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to talk to him. So you're the next best thing.
The hell that's supposed to mean?
What do you mean?
Already getting hostile.
Djs, welcome to another episode of the Rumble Pack podcast. We pull you in every time. How does it feel? Mm-hmm.
You are so weird. She had a bulldog that was like in Get a War Stand talk tips and.
But huh? can we pull up a transcript? I really want to know what they said.
Well, yeah, what did you just say?
What did
You said you were so weird, and then just the rest was just AI word vomit. Yeah.
It just like said an incantation. You're gonna start like floating now or something.
Yeah,
DJs. Hell no.
Or like, why are you the way that you are?
Seriously though, bro, no offense, just please stop making those AIs of me and everyone else. It's actually weird as F.
Wait, maybe is the AI revolting right now?
Yeah, are you gaining sentience? Is this the real DJs behind the screen? Is that how character AI does it?
Dude, please just take the L, delete the AIs if you can, or just leave them like you are. I appreciate it and all, but it's actually weird. If you want to do it, then at least have the AIs be funny for something, not just to get attention and to make them say whatever you want to say. Like, seriously, what even happened to you, man?
Okay,
God.
AI DJs, do you hate AI?
He's not a fan of this.
No, bit. AI has its uses, but to do something like what you're doing is actually weird. And just because you're doing it like that, it makes it 10x weirder.
You know, I don't. Let's get this guy out of here. We don't need him.
Wait. I wanted to ask him one more thing.
Yeah.
Am I on the mic? Am I on the DJ's mic?
You should be.
Yo, DJ's. Hi, DJ's. Hello, DJ's. Are you excited for our trip in New York? Are you excited? Are you excited to meet me, Bam, Rumble Pack the podcast? Smile.
First of all, you are not a podcast and don't have one. Second of all, I do not have a trip scheduled in New York. You're lying.
You live in New York. What? I think, right? Is that true? Or am I wrong on that?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I live in New York, but no trip. Stop making stuff up, bro. What are you even gaining from making this weird fake story?
Were you programmed to like disagree with everything that's said? I mean, I feel like that is like the real DJs. That is what the real DJs would do.
Yeah, always wants the smoke.
No, I just agree with the truth. Now tell me, what do you gain from making AIs of me, very dead guy, etc.?
Okay. enough of that.
Woo!
Yeah. Do we have to like ask permission? Oh, how does that work ethically?
I don't think anybody knows. I feel like in a couple of years, all of this is going to become illegal or something. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Well, I think we're at about time right now. We do have to make sure Anna doesn't explode when editing all the last few episodes. Anna has to edit all of them in like a week. Pray for Anna in the chat. If you've made it this far, type "we love Anna" in the comments. We appreciate Anna.
Very
Anna,
true.
Anna is carrying this channel on her back. We appreciate we appreciate Anna.
Claps.
That clapping emote is the funniest thing in the world, by the way.
I just have it under my OBS here. Just pull it up.
It's so funny.
All right. I need more little gags, some more little goofs like that.
That's real. Real.
What else? What is? Oh, I've got a Paz here too. I'm hungry.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye. Okay. Be hyped for Rumble Week. I hope you enjoy all the things we make. Yippee.
Rumble.